After a slow start in last week's game against the Kansas City Chiefs, offensive coordinator North Turner was pleased with Jason Campbell's performance and looks to build off the positives from the second half of that game as the Browns continued to prepare for the Baltimore Ravens.
I thought Jason played well, you know, and I know a lot's been made out of the slow start, but you're playing a defense like them on the road with the crowd noise. You know, we missed a couple opportunities in those first in the first couple drives, and they were playing at a real high level. I thought once they settled into the game, you know, we were able to do some things and make some plays. I just thought Kansas City is an outstanding defense. And again, Jason and our whole offensive group have the same issue this week. This is a very physical front, outstanding pass rushing group. Obviously, we had problems with them last time we played them. So it'll be a good, you know, test in terms of how far we've come.
Is it fair to say you go a few pages deeper in the playbook with him out there?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, some of it depends on who you're playing and how things come up. You know, we were talking this morning early in the year, even in the Baltimore game. We had a couple plays come up that we had chances at big plays and we just didn't make them. We had a couple plays where we had chance at big plays and we didn't hold up in terms of protection. And sometimes when those things happen, it doesn't look like we're going very deep in the playbook. But, you know, we're doing everything we can each week to find a way to make plays.
But you do have personnel in this rematch with Baltimore than you did last time, right, with Josh Gordon and Campbell and LaValle. So can you do –
We do. You know, I think, you know, Josh's presence is always there, whether he's making plays or whether they're aware of him in terms of doubling him. You know, we have to find a way to get everyone involved in our offense. You know, right now Jordan and Josh are making most of the plays in the passing game, and you know, we need to get everyone involved. Because at some point, you know, people, if you only have two guys really making a lot of plays, pretty soon that can dry up.
Jason's been around to a lot of different places. Is he one of these kind of guys that, you know, you've coached a number of these guys in your career that have, you know, been journeymen or whatever, and then you kind of seem to be able to get the best out of a lot of them. Are you enjoying getting your hands on him and seeing what you can get out of him?
Well, you know, Jason's played pretty well when he's been surrounded by a good group. And the thing I like about Jason is it's sometimes when you get guys who've been in two or three systems or been with someone else, you know, they're kind of set in their ways, but he has really, you know, absorbed and bought into what we're doing and really, you know, I think he likes the offense. So he's spent a lot of time, you know, and even in the game Sunday, we had some communication problems that were just little things that kept us from making some plays. There's four or five plays in the game where we don't get the most out of them because we're not all on the same page yet. So if we can continue to grow that way, it will help us.
Do you imagine Campbell being a significantly better player than he's ever been as he kind of gets his feet wet again?
Oh, I mean, that's what we're all hoping for. You know, like I said, Jason's played awfully well. I know when we were in San Diego, we played in the last week of the season, and we had to score, you know, on the last play or in the last seconds to beat them, and he made some great throws and played awfully well against us. So, you know, like I say, I think when he's got a good supporting cast, and you know, we got a challenge this week. This is a good defensive football team. They're very physical. You know, the teams that play the best against them manage the game, eliminate the turnovers, have good patience. You know, Green Bay, who obviously is playing at a real high level on offense, beat them 19-17. And that's as patient as I think you're going to see Rodgers playing against them, because I think people have great respect for their front seven and the pressure they can put on.
When we talk to Jason, he's real soft-spoken, you know. What's he like behind the scenes? Does he have an edge to him that you need out of your quarterback?
Oh, he does as a player. I mean, I think that's his personality, and he's, you know, he's obviously great to be around, great to have around our young players, because he's a pro and he's been around it. And you know what you're getting every day from him. He's done a great job. He did a great job last week of preparing for the game. You know, and as I said, for the most part, it went smooth. There's some little communication things we can fix, but we're doing to do that.
He seems so placid, though. I mean, you almost hardly see any emotion. Is he different on the field?
No, I think he's an emotional guy, and he's obviously to be playing at this level and doing the things he's done through his career. He's a great competitor.
Do you feel that position is settling? And what will be the result on the offense?
Yeah, it's, you know, again, to me, it's this league is every week presents such a different challenge. So, you know, people always ask, well, why were we able to do this last week and this week it was tougher? Well, you know, there's some different guys involved. So, yeah, we're growing. And to me, the biggest thing is if you look at our first Baltimore game and then you look at where we're playing now, there's a lot of guys that have improved a great deal. You know, so that's what you're trying to get done.
You mentioned early opportunities. There was a deep throw down the sideline to Josh. That was a pretty good throw, wasn't it?
I thought it was a great throw, and it was just, like I said, a little bit of miscommunication, and I don't think Josh thought he was going to throw it nearly that fast and couldn't find the ball. You know, I thought he had a really good throw to Devon. Devon dropped in that second drive. So, you know, I thought he was ready to go, and he was ready to start fast. You know, we just got to make a couple plays.
When you look at this run game, is it kind of is what it is? You know, you guys are going to average what you're going to, you know, not maybe the explosion that you would desire.
Well, if you want to have a high average per attempt, you got to break long runs. And, you know, we're getting into our eighth game. What is this, our eighth? Ninth game. And, we haven't had any long runs. So to think all of a sudden those are just going to show up. So we have to manage the running game. I thought we got some good run in the second half. We got some burst in there, 10, 11 yards. I always look back. There's a couple times in the game in that second half where we took a shot and the way the game was going. Probably would have had, if I had to do it over again, would have run the ball. And then obviously we had the holding on the run that, was going to get us down in there pretty good. So I thought we were getting a little rhythm in the run, and our guys inside were doing a good job on their nose and their defensive ends.
The Chiefs came in with so many sacks, and Jason only took one. How much of that had to do with the line? How much had to do with him? And how important is it just to have a quarterback who can get away from a few games?
I thought you were going to ask how much was to do with the game plan. No, I tell you, to me, it's always a combination of both. It's the offensive line and our tight ends and backs did a great job in protection. We stayed out of those real long third downs that really are hard to handle. And then Jason did a good job of – he ran a couple times. He made a couple plays with his feet that avoided pressure and got the ball out.
Have you heard back from the league on those holds?
I don't even look at that because you're not supposed to tell you guys. And if I had looked at it, then I'd have to lie to you. I don't want to do that.
How did you see the did you think they were holds?
You know, it's so hard. And I've been through it so many different times where it doesn't matter what they tell you. You know, sometimes they call it and they say, well, maybe it shouldn't have been. Sometimes they don't call it and you get a report and you should have had a call. So it's just football, and that's what it is. And it's unfortunate. It was bad timing, because Joe obviously doesn't get in that position very often.
If Kimball could have stayed in for the final eight games, knock on wood, what would it mean to your ability to grow the offense even more?
Yeah, it really helped, in terms of continuity. I mean, and it doesn't matter, who you put anyone's name in that. You want to have, the same guy in there, the huddle calls, the play calls, the guys getting comfortable. I think, again, you get in those third downs, you get in the two-minute situation, you get in the red zone situation. That's where it gets so much more intensified, and that's where we have to grow. And having the same guy in there, we had a good two-minute drive at the end of the half, at the end of the game. Their coverage and their rush was just too much for us. I think the more you're together, the same guy playing, the same people, some of those plays that we didn't make, there's opportunities to make.
What's up with Devon Bess, and you guys aren't getting that much out of either Bess or Little, so Jason doesn't have that many options?
Well, Devon is we know what he is. He's a pro. He's a competitor. He's going through a little bit of a tough period right now, but he's practicing well. He's catching the ball, so I expect him to come out of it.
You only have time for a couple more.
How about Little? I mean, he's not able to contribute either as much as you would hope.
Yeah, and again, Greg's a combination of a couple of things. He's had some bad luck. He's had two or three times where he's been completely open deep. He's run great routes, double moves, and for some reason we didn't get the ball off. We had pressure, whatever those things, and that's kind of the position he plays. But there are, there are going to be opportunities for him. We're playing against good corners, and you got to, you know, you got so many opportunities. So I think when they start doubling Josh and we start having some issues, I think he's going to have an opportunity to make some plays.
And you mentioned earlier about the lack of options on offense. Is it almost, you guys looking like one-dimensional to
No, I wouldn't say like options. I think those guys are going to make plays. I'm saying right now that's where the ball's going, and I know it's going to have to, excuse me, I know it's going to have to get spread around as we continue. So we just need to make sure, you know, and we're doing it on the field. All these guys get opportunities, and it's going to come up where everyone has to, you know, be a part of it.